Whew. Okay, time to edit this week's episode. Let's pull up that first half.
File missing.
What?
File missing.
Oh, you've gotta be
kidding. Please wait. We are experiencing technical difficulties. Correction. The host is experiencing technical difficulties.
My name is Ed Latour. Once a week, I gather a panel of three people and challenge them to an imagination game. They are presented with a familiar character, show, or setting, told to break it down to the bare essentials, and are given 30 minutes to reimagine the subject. We then bring them back and have them present their reimagined ideas as a 5-minute pitch. The limits of the pitch are only constrained by their imagination. Audience votes determine the winner of our game. What are the stakes? The winner gets first dibs at everything. The loser sings on air. Three panelists, one subject, 30 minutes, no warning. This is Mega Mix.
Begin program.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Latour here. The original recording was very corrupted, and as such, not only was the entire first half lost, but it turns out 2/3 of the pitches were actually lost, which means you can't get a good sample of what the voting is going to be. Therefore, this week there won't actually be any voting, and I'm posting up the episode unedited, save for family-friendly editing. I apologize for your difficulty. Thank you for your continued listening. We now return you to our episode in progress. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Megamix, the fan fiction podcast. For those of you just joining us, I'm your host, Ed Latour. As some of you might be aware, that the first half of today's episode had some slight technical difficulties, and thus you are now joining us at the midway point, with our panel this week being two returning members and a new person. Returning members are Steven. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. As he says, my name is Steven. I am an author, a former podcaster, and I have learned a horrible lesson about eating spicy fried chicken. That's the last time I ate anything with a radioactive symbol in its brand name.
Indeed. Our next returning panelist is Matt. Introduce yourself, Matt.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew. I'm a librarian. I'm into a lot of different facets of anime, video games, role-playing, different stuff like that. My own advice to you all is that no matter now, even if you are double dog or triple dog dared, don't lick the flagpole. It doesn't end well.
And joining us for the first time in the second half is Jason. Introduce yourself, Jason.
Hi, I'm Jason. I don't have any book-related experience like these two. I push carts for a living, and also apparently I make some really fun fanfics.
And that's why you're here. On that note, as is the tradition, when I say hello to you gentlemen after a commercial break...
Mixing complete.
All right. Pencils down, heads up, eyes forward. How'd you think you did?
I think reasonably enough.
Better than my last one, that's for sure.
Horrible, terrible, I enjoyed it.
For those of you joining us, our voting is now complete for the episode 2 weeks ago. The winner was Yamil.
While the underlying sexual and romantic tension between Dororo and Haru will build to a crescendo, as well as a love triangle with a female resistance fighter, who will appear briefly in season one but will become a permanent cast member in season two. Dororo Heroic Body will air this fall on any channel except Fox because the show needs a chance to fail.
That was awful. I loved it!
Just for you, Edwin. Just for you.
Now, we're going to take a little break to determine if there are any criticisms you wish to make at this point, anybody. No, didn't think so.
Well,
moving on to our next one.
No, I did have... Dora was the thief that accompanied the main character, right?
That's correct.
So, in your version, you basically combined the two of them?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And having expended as much time as we could to let Jason cower in his boots, it's now his turn.
Yeah, I'm still cowering.
Good. Very good. 5 minutes on the clock. Ready? Go.
Because literally all I can think is not making this a series. I'm making this into like your summer blockbuster movie. So ship out some of the mystery in it a little bit. But instead, focus on the action in it. Focus on him hunting for the 48 demons that stole his body parts. And then you find... Yeah. Then you find out, like, on the way in the movie, that the voice that told him that if he cuts down these 48 demons, he will get his body back. We find out that this voice has its own agenda in the movie. Where basically, every demon he slays is making this thing stronger. So we're setting up your big final battle of the movie, which is Kyakimaru versus this currently unnamed demon. And yeah, honestly, the name's going to be a misleading thing because there's not going to really be Dororo in this. Unless you want to have a minor character with that name because Lord knows these blockbuster adaptations never get it quite right. Yeah. I don't have anything else.
Because okay. It worked so well for Kira.
Hey, Michael, if Michael Bay can make Ninja Turtles, you can do Dororo.
That really is to be seen.
That's beside the point.
Is it sad that Michael Bay was the inspiration for this?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Well, I think some of blockbusters I merely think is because Transformers just came out, so Michael Bay's on the mind.
Interesting.
Poor boy.
Alright, we've heard all three pitches.
That for Age of Extinction is actually good.
Now you have your chance. Criticize each other, upsell yours, and do what you will.
For the record, I am used to taking criticism. Not just from this group, but from, you know, people with actual authority.
Ow.
It's okay. I'm holding
his
dog
true,
hostage.
But ow.
Wait, I have a dog?
I have made a horrible mistake.
Give me back my dog.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, if nobody has anything to say about the others or themselves, let's move on to the fun portion of our program. Steven, you've seen the link.
Yes.
Click them up. It's time for you to wrap.
Okay, before I do, a quick question. Am I doing the opening and the closing theme, or just the opening theme?
Just the opening theme.
Fair enough. Okay. Hey, Paisanos! It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show! We're the Mario Brothers, and Brumman's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If you think it's a double, you could call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. You'll be hooked on the brothers. Gimme, you're in for a treat, so hang on to your feet. Get ready for an adventure and a remarkable feat. You meet Koopa as the Doopa as the princess of the others. Hanging with the brothers, you'll be hooked on the brothers. To the brain. I say, hooked on the brothers.
That was magical, man.
Well, every once in a while I pull something interesting out of my ass.
I'm sorry, I get the sentiment.
I suppose that's the way to put it.
That's why we do this show.
What, to hear him go, ugh?
Occasionally.
Well, my girlfriend hears that from me all the time.
Okay.
You know, while I'm moving furniture.
Yep, of course.
Gonna say,
is that what they're calling it these days?
Well, right. What can I say? She wanted to move her couch. And a coffee table, and a TV stand, and...
Pivot. Pivot.
Lift with your knees, not your back.
Yeah, I learned that out the hard way.
Who am I?
Okay, I better stop before I...
Yes.
Before I make things very worse.
Mm-hmm.
Too late.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as always, this is where you come in. The voting begins where we stop. Who did you like best? Did you like Steven's futuristic vision of Doro as the main character, as a living cyborg? Did you like Jason's image of a summer blockbuster? Or did you like Matt's modern take on the classic? You pick 'em, we make 'em sing. Come back next week when it's the girls again, and maybe Yamil. And we'll see who can mix it up the best. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace.
Good night.
Alright, clear. And since I lost that other recording, I'm going to ask you to say again, so you do it better. Or you do it better, then. Starting with Steven.
You do it better.
Matt.
You do it better.
And Jason.
You do it better.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
No problem.
I'm going to work on my singing, aren't I?
Never know. We'll see.
Maybe the audience will just turn on you again, and I don't know.
Be like, no, I want to hear
the new guy.
It might be. I want to hear Steven sing again. We must vote away. Which might be dangerous.
You know, but I'm sorry, man. That was just playing with the.
Well, that's what they do in the show, so.
It was just funny hearing you do that.
It was hilarious just to hear you guys, like, the sheer panic. Nobody else here, but the panic of us, like, I have no clue what the hell this is. All of you were like, crap.
Yep.
Except for me, who was like, oh dear God, oh dear God.
Well, you so you find out it wasn't about the frog.
I don't know. I actually have been reading a bunch of Tezuka manga recently, so.
Which it does help that they're pretty much all the same.
Yeah, and again, I highly recommend Pluto.
I've read it. I read it through Queen's Library, actually.
Woo! Like 20th Century Boys is another great one from Urasawa.
Oh, I can't read that again.
That and Monster.
I've never read Monster, and I don't think I ever will, but I've read 20th
I've
Century
Boys. I've read part of Monster.
Mm-hmm.
You read 20th Century Boys. It's a lot more optimistic. The problem is, it is such an epic that I can't go back to it.
It is so long, but so good. There's also an anime of Monster that is actually one-to-one. Like, every episode covers the manga completely.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, you guys, I gotta feed some cats, so I gotta let you go. It was
all
great.
Right, okay,
take care.
It was great having you on, again, as always.
Thanks again.
Alright, talk to you later.
Bye.
We'll be right back. friend